Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Happy Metal Tales. I'm your host, Steve Kitts. Sam, the skunk, is stuck in the heart of Sunny Meadow, where the sun filtered through the trees and the gentle breeze rustled the leaves. Sam the skunk found himself in a bit of a predicament. He had been chasing Molly the squirrel through the forest, and their playful game was leading them deeper and deeper into the woods. Suddenly, Molly darted into a hollow log, disappearing from sight with a flash. Not one to back down from a challenge, Sam followed closely behind, determined to catch the mischievous friend. As he squeezed into the narrow opening of the log, Sam realized too late that he was stuck. His chubby belly wedged firmly into the hollow, and no matter how hard he wiggled and squirmed, he couldn't free himself. "Help! I'm stuck!" Sam called out, his voice muffled through the wood that had surrounded him. Hearing Sam's cry for help, the rest of the gang from Sunny Meadow rushed to his aid. Brom the Bear was the first to arrive, followed closely by Picky, Bonnie, and Brody. "What happened?" Brom asked, peering into the log to see Sam's predicament.
I was chasing Molly, and I got stuck," Sam explained sheepishly, his cheeks flushed with embarrassment.
Brom and the others exchanged worried glances. They knew that getting too close to Sam could mean getting sprayed with his potent odor, and they hesitated to risk it. "But we need to help him," Bonnie said firmly. Her maternal instincts kicked in. "But we'll have to be careful not to get too close." Brom nodded in agreement. "Picky, you go grab his feet and try to pull him out. Bonnie and Brody, you stand back just in case things get smelly." With a mixture of trepidation and determination, Picky cautiously approached the log, reaching in to grab hold of Sam's feet. He pulled with all of his might, straining against the weight of his skunk friend. Sam grunted and groaned as he felt himself being pulled free from the log. With one final tug, he popped out of the hollow, tumbling to the forest floor in a heap.
"Whew, thanks, guys," Sam said, relief evident in his voice as he scrambled to his feet.
The gang let out a collective sigh of relief, grateful that Sam was free and that they had managed to do it without avoiding getting sprayed in the process.
Well, the gang let out a sigh of relief, grateful that Sam was free and that they had managed to avoid getting sprayed in the process.
"Looks like Molly got away this time," Brom chuckled, giving Sam a friendly pat on the back and a side hug. Picky came over to give a hug, but Sam said,
"No, thank you."
Sam nodded, his eyes twinkling with mischief.
"She may have won this round, but I'll catch her next time."
And with that, the gang from Sunny Meadow headed off into the forest once again, their bonds of friendship stronger than ever. The end.